This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are diving in on division rival Detroit as our team of the day. I am loaded with potentially irrelevant facts and spontaneous trivia. First ever transaction between these two, as mentioned at the top of the show, was Roger Crozier in 1970. Do you know how big Roger Crozier's family was? Do you know how many siblings Roger had?
He was one of 13.
14.
So I was close.
So you're almost, 13 siblings, one of 14. Incredible, right?
Incredible. That was the time, right? The era, the generation where it wasn't unique to have, 10, 11, 12 brothers and sisters. Try that. My old teammate, Brian Boyle, is one of 14. And we're talking about, born between, his siblings were all born between 75 and 92, I believe. That's a lot right there.
Well, speaking of similar numbers, can you tell me how many Michiganders born in Michigan have played for the Buffalo Sabres?
Born in Michigan, played for the Buffalo Sabres. I am going to say, one, Ryan Miller.
He's the only goalie.
He's the only goalie. Okay, I will say 6 players.
13, including Miller. 1 goalie, 12 skaters, and 1 currently on the roster. Who is he?
Born in Michigan. Michigan?
Yes.
I am going to say, who would be born in Michigan out of this group? I want to say Jordan Greenway.
Josh Norris.
Man, it was between Greenway is a Minnesota guy, right?
So, I think so. Yeah. Well, he's from here. He's from New York State, but played
But then went over
Shattuck,
there,
so. Right? Yeah.
That's why Josh Norris, okay, Michigander.
Here's the other Michiganders. Wayne Presley, Nathan Gerby, Mike Greer, Mike Hartman, Mike Donnelly, the legend, David Legwand, Kevin Porter, Corey Tropp, Matt Hunwick, Don McSween, and Zach Redmond.
Okay, let's pause quickly on the legend of David Legwand. I mean,
that's his nickname. It's not me pronouncing to the world.
It's Lucky Refn as him as the legend. I mean, that's we ran into David Legwand in Asheville at the draft, and it was. I think I laughed and cried and was sore. My abs and my stomach were sore by the end of the night, spending 2 hours with David Legwand. He is a legend.
Well, in all due respect to the context of that, JP Dumont was also with us and brings his own version of humor to every
he
situation.
He knew how to like get leg one going and make sure that it was, yes, absolutely. And no, David Leguan does not have a nickname on Hockey Reference, so the legend is not on Hockey Reference right now.
Okay, more perhaps useless trivia. How many players and goalies have played for both Buffalo and Detroit?
Okay. I am going to say
45 skaters.
I got to double up. I said 6 earlier, it was 13. I said 29 is 15. I got to just go a lot higher.
45 skaters and 10 goalies.
Okay.
But what's interesting is that you are the only analyst of all the analysts I've worked with the Sabres that did not play for Buffalo and Detroit.
Okay.
Three of them on the list. Roby, Danny Gare, and Brad May.
Brad May. We've had many of them that have played on both organizations on the set, right? We've had Dominic Hasek on the set.
Yeah.
We've had Van, I believe, on the set, and he played for both.
Absolutely.
So we've had plenty of players that have played on both organizations sit at the desk. So
you know which defenseman is most recent to have played for both? Might still be hanging on in the NHL. I'm not sure. Robert Hagg.
Okay. I was going to say, wouldn't Doug Janik have played for both?
Dougie Janik was in there too. Okay, I'm not going to bore the audience. Holy cow, we're running out of time. Okay, let's get it back on track here.
We were late for the break earlier, to Howard Simon.
That's because yesterday I went early. Okay. Steve Yzerman's been on the job for 6 years.
Yes.
There's still $12 million in cap space. They brought in John Gibson, JVR, Appleton, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. I got to get my book.
They've missed the playoffs 9 years in a row. What is your realistic expectation? What do they need? When you look at this team, 12 forwards, 6D, two goalies, what do they need to be different than this almost recurring theme that they have been the last few years?
So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, obviously, their penalty kill is going to have to be a lot better. We talked about that. They were last in the league, and they were in a 60% range most of the season. I feel that it comes down to defensively. Where are they going to be? They can score, and they have scored a lot of goals over the last 4 years. 230, 240, 278, 238. Like, they can score. The Larkins and the Raymonds and the Brinkett, who had 39 goals last year, I think could get to 40-plus. Kane is there. The power play was working well because of a guy like Patrick Kane. They can score. Their blue line is weak, and their goaltending is going to be put in the spotlight with John Gibson. So to me, it all comes down to with the Sabres, and that is why Montreal and that is why Ottawa made the playoffs, was can you get the goaltending and can you give up less goals than you did over the last few years? That's how those teams made the playoffs. The problem with Columbus, and they were right there, is because they gave up too many goals. Even though they were, you know, one of the best scoring team in the NHL. Mm. That scoring is fun. So scoring is great. But can you limit the offense from other teams? That is what Steve Yzerman should focus on. And I feel like you mentioned the players he brought in, right? Like Bernard Docker, we all know Jacob Bernard Docker for a little bit that he was here, then, you know, doesn't get qualified, moves on, goes to Detroit. But that's not going to make your top six much better. You brought in Mason Appleton. It's not going to help you much defensively. JVR, you know, put him in front of the net on the power play, whatever. John Gibson is the one addition that you're hoping is going to make the difference from where they were last year to where they want to be this year.
Well, the one thing, like we talked about Marco Kasper at the start, his opportunity to have an even greater impact in year two is definitely there based on how he finished year one. And I think the same holds true for Simon Edvinson on the blue line. First full season last year, it seemed to get better and better. So they have two potential young stars on the blue line, Insider and Edvinson. They have a reliable veteran in Sherratt. They may have a positive wild card in Bernard Docker. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Albert Johansson proved pretty well last year.
Still young.
But you kind of phrased it that you didn't like their defense core. Where in it, if you're focusing on the bottom half of the forwards and the bottom half of the blue line, what's of greater concern for you with Detroit?
The greater concern is the money they're spending on Andrew Kopp and JT Compher.
But it's not a concern now because they have $12 million in cap space. It would be a concern if they were up against it.
You are correct there, but I do believe that in a couple of years now, when you're going to get, you know, the Edvinson and you got a bunch of UFAs, you're going to be spending that money in a year from now. So I wish they didn't have both Kopp and Compher being, you know, your third and fourth line guys making $5+ million each, right? That's that to me is a big concern. And it's not just 1 year. Kopp has 2 years left. Compher has three. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be trending that way. I get that the cap is going to go up, but Detroit, very much like Buffalo, at some point you're like, you got to win so that the building can be full, so that you can get the money to spend the money. Mm-hmm. Like if you're the ownership group in Detroit right now, you're saying, I'd love to be spending 95.5 or 103 on 110 million. That's going to be the next 2-3 years of cap, but I got to win. I got to have a full building. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to have to manage that money in a better place. And it would have been better suited on the blue line for me.
Well, like I asked you yesterday with Dallas, and it was specific to the Stars because they had been and lost in three consecutive conference finals. The obvious question here is, does Detroit make the playoffs this season?
I'm going to say no. I just don't see how Detroit is going to go from what they did last year, you know, a good season, 86 points, to all of a sudden go to mid-90s and have to jump Ottawa, Montreal, you got to think of the Rangers and the Islanders, and I'm going to throw the Sabres in there. That's why I'm hesitant to say, look, the Sabres, I felt like last year was their chance. Because of the way the playoffs all worked out with Ottawa and Montreal making it, that was the chance. That was Detroit's chance. Mm-hmm. I think that the Rangers with Sullivan as a head coach, the Islanders with some of the changes that they've made, Montreal acquiring Dobson, there's so many teams that are going to compete. I think there's going to be 12, 13 teams competing for 8 spots. And unfortunately for Detroit, I feel like they're going to be on the outside again. Getting in is the hardest thing to do right now. Once you're in, you're there, but getting in is so hard.
Your way to get in on this show is at Sabres Live on social. We'll respond to any queries after this on Sabres Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.